الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick, there is no scientific or mathematical formula that you and I or anyone else can utilize to measure or even do an iota of justice to counting, contemplating, measuring, enumerating the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Multitudes of ni'mats and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed towards every one of us, every second of every moment of our lives. Simple example I very often give, just for us to refresh and to revisit this concept or idea. Right now I am speaking to you. My thought processes you cannot see. They are being converted by the brain into electrical impulses. They are traveling to my tongue at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour. The movement of my tongue also is not visible to you. Sound waves are being produced. These are being carried on the shoulders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wind. If it were not for the wind, I can talk from now till Qiyamah, you will not hear or understand a single word. These sound waves are being transported on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each of your ears, Allah has kept 100,000 receptors for sound. Call it 100,000 telephones in each ear. At the back of the ear are three bones, hammer, stirrup and anvil. They are a certain size and certain angle with each other. They said when a child is born, these three bones are present in the ears of that child. As the child grows, everything in the body of that child grows. The head, the hands, the feet, the lungs, the intestines, everything grows. But these three bones don't grow. Newborn child, 60-year-old man, same size, same angle. Why? Because they need to be like that. What is their function? To carry out their function and task. What is the function? To enhance the vibration of the sound waves that are striking. Behind this, there is a little pool of liquid, what we call the inner ear, the cochlea, an ajeeb creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inside this pool of liquid, there is an object that looks like a harp, a musical instrument. It has 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling this human being to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. The sound waves are amplified by these three bones. It strikes this inner ear or the cochlea, these strings start vibrating. 18,000 nerve cells behind that convert these vibrations into electrical impulses. They travel at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour to your brain, and you are able to understand what I am saying. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah emphatically states, if you have to start counting Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties, this is just the ability to hear. What about sight? What about breathing? What about your heart? What about your kidneys? What about your liver? What about your intestines? Multitudes and multitudes of favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran. Allah interspersed throughout Quran is the mention. Allah mentions these ni'mats. Alam taraw anna Allaha sakhkhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Will you not see that Allah has subjugated for you, insan, everything in the heavens and the earth? Wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Allah says, my ni'mats, my bounties, my favors are raining down upon you. Some are apparent, some are hidden. Wa sakhkhara lakum ash-shamsa wal qamara da'ibayn. Wa sakhkhara lakum al-layla wan nahar. Wa ataakum min kulli ma sa'altumu. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Allah says, we have subjugated the day and the night for you. We have subjugated the sun, the moon, the stars for you. Every second, every moment, every requirement of yours is being fulfilled. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Allah says, if you have to start counting Allah's ni'mat and bounties, you will never be able to do justice. As I mentioned, many verses in the Quran, Allah mentions His ihsanat, His favors, His bounties upon us. But there is one unique verse, one unique mode of expression. In this verse also, Allah mentions a special ni'mat. Allah mentions a special bounty. Who is Allah? Malikul Mulk, Khalikul Kaun, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Kauni wal Makan. Allah is Rabb. Allah is the controller. Allah is the owner. Allah is the source of every benefit, every ihsan, every favor. Like I said, references are made throughout Quran through to Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties. But there is one ajeeb verse. It begins with this expression. Those who understand Arabic will appreciate it more. Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ لَام تَاكِيد to stress. قَدْ in Arabic language, further stress, further emphasis. لَقَدْ definitely, without a doubt, مَنَّ اللَّهِ Allah made ihsan upon you. Allah made ihsan upon you. Allah favored you. Allah gave you a great gift. This is literal translation. عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Whom was this gift given to? To the believers. What gift? What gift? Who is speaking? Allah. Allah says, I made ihsan upon you. I gave you a special gift. I gave you the ability to see. I gave you the ability to hear. I gave you the ability to breathe. I gave you life. I gave you parents, I gave you children, I gave you a home, I gave you this earth to live on. Does Allah mention any of these things? No. Something special Allah wants to tell us about. Something unique. Something in inference that is greater than all these things. What is that special ni'mat that Allah specifically mentions, reminds us about with this expression, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ Allah says, I specially favored you. With what? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ When I chose you to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I sent Sarwar-e Kainat, the pride of my creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajidar-e Medina, when I chose you to be in his ummah, when I sent him amongst you, when I made him insan like you, when I included you in his ummah, Allah, Allah who gave us life, Allah who gave us air to breathe, Allah who gave us every ni'mat we have, doesn't say, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ especially favored you by giving you life, or by giving you children, or by giving you health. This ni'mat, Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ specially I favored you. By sending what? Today we are in parishan. Today we are in problems. Every direction you look, people are restless. We don't know which way to turn. Such a ni'mat Allah gave us. Such a ni'mat Allah gave us. That was the panacea. That was the solace. That was the comfort. That was the solution to every problem. غالباً on Hajjatul Wada, what did my Nabi say? Taraktukum. Taraktukum. عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا I am leaving you now very shortly. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is bidding farewell to his ummah, to you and I, to humanity. I am being called back to Allah. But I am leaving behind مَحَجَّةُ الْبَيْضَىٰ a clear proof. What happens naturally when it becomes dark? There is a level of ambiguity. There is a level of confusion. Now it's light, you can see. If it's dark, you can't see. You get confused. Rasulullah ﷺ said, my deen, my shariat, my way of life that I am leaving behind. Layluha kanahariha. Layluha kanahariha. The night is like day. There is no darkness. There is no ambiguity. There is no confusion. Taraktu fikum amrain. Kan khol kar sun lena. Wallah, this is the solution to every problem. This is the way of life. This is the role model. This is the formula. Not just formula to give you the key to Jannat. Formula to make you masters of this world also. Formula to give you dignity and honor, peace and chain, contentment and security. Wallah, this is the formula of everything. Taraktu fikum amrain. Sarware kainat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am leaving behind two things. Lan tadhillu ma in tamassaktum bihima. Whether it is the space age or the rocket age, whether your enemies develop an atom bomb or worse than that, whether they walk on the moon or on Mars, whether you are outnumbered, whether scientifically or technologically you are backwards, whether the whole world is against you, whether there is a mockery of deen and shariat that is going on, whether you are being trampled, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am leaving behind two jewels. I am leaving behind two things. Lan tadhillu, no one will overpower you. No one will harm you. No one will get the upper hand over you. No one will deviate you. You will be the masters of dunya and akhirat. As long as in tamassaktum bihima, as long as you will hold on to these two things. What two things? Kitab Allah. Kitab Allah, I am leaving behind. Zinda mu'jiza. Zinda mu'jiza. Musa alayhi salam's staff was for the time of Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam's miracle of bringing the dead to life and curing the lepers was for the time of Isa alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's fire turning into a garden was for that time. The list goes on. Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of the whale, that was for that time. Ismail alayhi salam's the knife unable to cut his neck, that was for that time. I am leaving behind one such a mu'jiza which will transcend the boundaries of time. Kitabullah, the Quran. The Quran. The Quran, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. Dajjalun, kadhabun, whoever can come, they will not be able to change one letter, one harf, one nukta of this Quran. Why? Because this Quran is the protection. This Quran is the formula of way of life. This Quran is the hujjat. This Quran is the proof for this ummah right up till Qiyamah. Taraktu fikum amrain. I am leaving behind two things. One is the Quran. And that which is linked to the Quran. That which can never be separated from the Quran. What is that? Allahu Akbar. May all our lives be sacrificed on the intelligence of our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she was asked this question, describe the akhlaq. Describe the character. Describe the morals of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the day of my Nabi? What was the night of my Nabi? Imagine, 23 years of nubuwat. Ulama have recorded up to million ahadith. Maybe even more of that with the different chains of narration. How much of deen and shariat was revealed on that span of period? Allahu Akbar. Our mother made the nichor. She condensed it. She gave us the essence of the entire shariat, the entire sunnah, the entire life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was asked about it. What was her answer? Just two or three words. Two or three words. She summed everything up. She said, Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. If you want to see the day of the Qur'an, the night of the Qur'an, the constitution of the Qur'an, the way of the Qur'an, the solution of the Qur'an, the politics of the Qur'an, the economy of the Qur'an, the character of the Qur'an, the dictate of the Qur'an, every aspect of the Qur'an, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the living, walking, talking Qur'an. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. I'm leaving behind two things. You will never be deviated. You will never be oppressed as long as you will hold fast to these two things. Allah's kitab and the living proof and way of life and embodiment of the Qur'an. سُنَّةَ رَسُولِهِ, the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my respected brothers, understand this just as Allah promises, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran, we will protect it. This protection or mantle of protection that is promised is not only for the letters and alphabets and the nuqtas and the harf and the huruf of the Quran. No! Allah will not just protect the physical Quran. Allah will protect the meaning of the Qur'an, the day of the Qur'an, the night of the Qur'an. In other words, Allah will protect every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is ajeeb. If we start from one side of this masjid, in this age of information technology, in this age where in a small chip of metal, they can record terabytes of information, more than trillion characteristics in a tiny 1 millimeter space. In this age of information technology, start from one side of the masjid, brother, tell me, you are 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years of age. What day of the week were you born? What time was it? Where were you when you were born? Who was present at your birth? My respected brothers, illa mashallah, myself included, this generation, now 20, 30, 40, 50 years back, majority of us, if not all of us, will have absolutely no idea whatsoever. Yet, when it comes to an orphan, born in a desert, 14 centuries ago, in the most backward nation of the time, an orphan who himself was illiterate, couldn't read or write, normally the sands or the annals of history will give you records of tyrants, of conquerors, of rulers. Very little space is given to an orphan. Very little space is given to someone who is faqir. Very little space is given to someone in the most backward nation of the time. Yet, miraculously, and don't misunderstand, this month of Rabiul Awwal, normally we recognize it. Jamhur ulama of the opinion, 12th of Rabiul Awwal. There are other opinions, but we'll go with the Jamhur for sake of argument. Generally, we commemorate this month as a month of making shukr to Allah, thanking Allah that in this month, the birth of the leader of humanity, of Allah's greatest creation took place. Ulama say even further, they say, in reality, the zuhur took place. Allah revealed His Nabi in Rabiul Awwal, 14 centuries ago. When was He actually made a Nabi? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala one day asked this question to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata wajabat laka nubuwa. Ya Rasulullah, when did Allah make you His Nabi? Abu Huraira, what was the answer he was expecting? I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. It was the 21st of Ramadan according to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif. I was in Ghare Hira. Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah made me His Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be. What was the actual response? Kuntu Nabiyan wa inna Adama munjadilun bayna al-ma'i wat-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur took place in this month. Allah revealed His Nabi. And look at the extent to which Allah, like the Quran, was protected. Every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was understandable, my respected brothers, if his utterances were protected, if his sunnah was protected, if his shariat was protected, that is understandable. So we don't have any excuse. But more than that, beyond that, there is so much of information protected about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that has nothing to do with shariat. Even that Allah did not allow the sands of time to erase. Born Rabiul Awwal, 12th of Rabiul Awwal, calculated backwards, the calendar, Islamic calendar had not started. It was Amul Fil, approximately 6 months after the incident where Abraha tried to destroy Kaabatullah. According to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April 571. Passed away 7th of June 633 according to the Christian calendar. According to the Islamic calendar, Monday 12th of Rabiul Awwal, 11th year of the Hijrah. Passed away at the time of Chash. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwat, 8,156 days. Born in Rabiul Awwal. Rabi', look at the names that Allah selected to surround His Nabi. Rabi', what does Rabi' mean? Spring. Why not Ramadan? Why not the sacred months? Ulama say He did not need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi', Rabi' means spring. What is the connotation of this? Spring after the devastation of winter promises hope, promises life. The coming of my Nabi for deen is hope, is rejuvenation, is life. The rains of spring cause the gardens of the earth to become lush and green. The coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will cause the garden of Islam to become lush and green. With the winds of spring, the climate becomes appealing. It becomes cool. It becomes comfortable. With the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wind of hidayat will blow. The wind of love will come. Hatred will disperse. Iman will come. Kufr will disperse. Born in Rabiul Awwal. Look at the time of the birth. Also, that also not an accident. Born at Subah Sadiq, 22nd of April. Subah Sadiq dawn in Makkah Mukarramah is 4:21 in the morning. What does dawn signify? The long darkness of the night has come to an end. Now the sun will rise. The sun is coming. The light is coming. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says there has come to you from Allah, Noor, the light represented by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and the Quran that will come with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha puts it beautifully. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسٌ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ لِأَنَّ شَمْسَ السَّمَاءِ تَتْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ وَشَمْسُنَا تَتْلُعُ بَعْدَ عِشَاءِ. She says, we have one sun. The horizon has one sun, but our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. If it didn't rise, it's already light. What difference does it make? وَشَمْسُنَا, our sun rose and lit up the entire world. Like the poet says, أَفَلَتْ شُمُوسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَشَمْسُنَا أَبَدًا عَلَىٰ أُفُقِ الْعُلَىٰ لَا تَغْرُبُوا. He says, the suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have come to an end. Our sun, our source of light, our Tajidari Medina, our Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Khatamun Nabiyyin, our Muhammad, our Ahmad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Taha, our Abul Qasim, our Yasin, our Sayyidul Awwalin wal Akhirin, our Mustafa,
our mujtaba, our shahid, our mubashir, our nadir, our da'i ilallah, our siraj munir, sayyidul awwaleen wal akhirin, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical sun will be destroyed, this universe will be destroyed, but his source of light, la taghrubu, will never ever set. Look at the names Allah surrounded his Nabi with. Father's name Abdullah, his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Shifa bint Amr, or Shifa bint Aswad, the one who assisted in his birth, the midwife, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who later on became Muslim. She was the midwife Shifa, the personality who came to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother Halima. Foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. That itself is another lengthy incident. Time we've already run out of. When Abdul Muttalib was informed that the Halima has agreed to take the yatim Muhammad into her care, to take him towards the mountain, as was the practice at that time, they looked for affluent homes. This was a poor home, the home of a yatim, the home of an orphan. Halima's husband said to her, instead of returning back empty-handed, at least take something with you. So she approaches Amina. When Abdul Muttalib Mashwara is made, he hears, who is it that is taking? Halima bint Sa'diyah. Abdul Muttalib says, Bakhin, 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 Hilmun wa Sa'dun. How beautiful, my grandson is going to get akhlaq, and my grandson is going to get sa'adat. In other words, he takes a positive connotation from even the name of the foster mother Halima bint Sa'diyah. This was a practice that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on propagated in Hudaybiyah, when the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah, were represented by Suhail bin Amr. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard his name, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sahhalallahu lak Suhail, sahhalallahu lak, Allah has made things easy for you. He drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq, Halima bint Sa'diyah. As we mentioned, Allah did not allow the times of the sand of time to erase any aspect. There are certain aspects of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's existence that, wallah, my respected brothers, even if we didn't know these things, it would make absolutely no difference to Shariat. Yet, Allah even did not allow this to be erased. There is one riwayat, for the sake of the ulama I am mentioning, Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in his Qasais al-Kubra, with regards to this riwayat, he says, Fihi nakaratun shadida. There are many, many questions. The riwayat is ad'aful ad'af. But he says, I am relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya to mention it. The reason I am mentioning it is before Shariat. It doesn't affect the Shariat, but it gives us an idea of the extent of information recorded about Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mother Amina says that 9 months of the pregnancy had passed. In that, she says, in the 9th month, I began experiencing the normal discomfort and pain that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy would begin to experience. ثم فرأيت كأن جناح طير أبيض مسعى على فؤادي فذهب عني كل رعب وكل وجع كنت أجد. She says, all of a sudden, I saw a white bird. It descended with its wing. It massaged my chest. As a result of this massaging, all the pain and the discomfort I was experiencing miraculously disappeared. ثم التفت فإذا أنا بشربة بيضاء نبلا البيضاء لبنا كنت أطشى فتناولتها فشربتها. She says, I turned. All of a sudden, a bowl of milk appeared from the unseen. It was luscious. I was very, very thirsty. I picked it up. I started drinking. فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ عَلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen. The whole world became visible to me. I saw 3 huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Kaabatullah. I became mesmerized by this vision to such an extent that when the vision lifted without even any pain or discomfort, I noticed that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already taken place. Shifa bint Aswad says she had assisted in many births. This was the first time all of a sudden she noticed three things that were totally unusual. Wulida makhtunan, maqtu'u surra, tahiran tahura. Other children, circumcision takes place 6 months, 1 year later, whatever time. This child was born already circumcised. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated, cut off after birth. This child, the umbilical cord had already been separated. Other children, 9 months in the womb of the mother, they come out with the impurities from inside, they have to be bathed. This child, Tahiran Tahura, was born pure, there was no need to bathe him. He had just entered into the world. According to the riwayat, which Mufti Shafi Sahib mentions in his Nurul Yaqeen, this child, newborn baby, all of a sudden, turns over, falls into sajda, like an adult makes sajda. He remains in sajda for a long time. Amina, Shifa bint Aswad are looking at this. They are shocked. What is going on? He lifts his head up from that sajda, leans on one side, raises up his right hand, raises his shahadat finger. No sooner does he do this, Shifa bint Aswad said, a noor, a light came out of the finger, as a result of which the whole world lit up. Amina says, I saw the palaces of Sham, I saw the palaces of Basra, I saw the palaces of Persia. Mother and midwife are shocked, they are confused. Amina, the protective instincts of a mother rise to the fore. She picks the child up, places it on her lap. All of a sudden, it appears as if the roof splits open. Nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descends. فَغَشِيَتْهُ وَغَيَّبَتْهُ. This cloud covers the body of the newborn baby. He is no longer visible. Like sometimes when you are traveling in fog or in mist, you can't see in front of you. The baby is there, but is not visible. This cloud lifts up. A voice calls out from the unseen, Tufu bihi, Mashariq al ard, wa magharibaha, liyarifu bismihi, wa natihi, wa suratihi. Take this child to the east, to the west. Take this child to Malaul A'la. Take this child to the entire creation. That moment for which the entire humanity had been waiting from its inception. Allah says in Surah Al-Imran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. What is Quran telling us? That from Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi of Allah was told of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He informed his ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. Not only that, Allah commanded every Nabi, if I have to send my Nabi, if I have to send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam during your time, during your deen, during your prophecy, each Nabi had to take an oath and a covenant that he will become the helper and the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aqrartum wa akhadhtum ala dhalikum isri. Every Nabi swore an oath to Allah that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes in my time, I will become the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ana nabiyul anbiya. With this shan he came. That night, every idol worship place, the idols toppled over. That night, the fire of the Zoroastrians, the Persians, which had been burning for 1,000 years, suddenly extinguishes. That night, the leader of the Zoroastrians, his palace, 14 pillars, topple and fall to the ground. Fatima bint Abdullah says, I looked up at that night. وَرَأَيْتُ النُّجُومُ تَدْنُو. I saw the stars around Makkah coming closer and closer to such an extent. I felt, لَأَنْدُرُ لَتَقَعَنَّ عَلَيَّ. That the stars will fall down upon me. That is how close the stars came to Makkah Mukarramah on that night. One fish of the sea went to another fish, one bird to another bird, to inform them that the pride of humanity, the bridegroom of humanity, the moment for which the entire kainat was waiting, was holding its breath, has finally dawned. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلْ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقْ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبْ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعْ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسْ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسْ وَصَ صبر أيوب وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the أخلاق of Adam عليه السلام, the معرفة of Shis عليه السلام, the bravery of Noah عليه السلام, the eloquence of Salih عليه السلام, the wisdom of Lut عليه السلام, the contentment of Ishaq عليه السلام, the glad tidings of Yaqub عليه السلام, the friendship of Ibrahim عليه السلام, the sacrifices of Ismail عليه السلام, the strength of Musa عليه السلام, the jihad of Yusha عليه السلام, the love of Daniel عليه السلام, the reverence of Yunus عليه السلام, the obedience of Ilyas عليه السلام, the piety of Isa عليه السلام, the voice of Dawood عليه السلام, the beauty of Yusuf عليه السلام. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. He was made جَامِعُ صِفَاتِ الْأَنْبِيَا. What was special in the galaxy of 124,000 Anbiya, each special distinctive quality was taken collectively and placed in the zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was a baby just of a few hours old. For the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor. Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala puts it beautifully, wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب, you have been created free from every blemish. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء, it appears to me, O my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desire as Allah created you. My respected brothers, this topic, occasion of Jummah, it is impossible. We can't even scratch the surface. Like Allama Saadi puts it beautifully, Ba'das Khuda Buzurg Tui Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, in greatness, in magnificence, in beauty, in effulgence, you are the final word, you are the last word. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Naat Khani, what praises can you and I ever do justice in praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah himself in the Quran does not get tired of praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى والنون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم إنا أعطينا كالكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. What justice can you and I ever do when Allah himself does not get tired in making the Naat Khani of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Time has run out. What is the sabak? Today as an ummah, our hearts are paining, our hearts are crying, we are hurt that the noble personality of our Nabi is being made a mockery of. We are upset, we are angry, this is part of Iman, but this is also a time to ask ourselves a question. Ask ourselves a question. Today we are crying. The enemies of Islam are making a mockery of him, they don't recognize who he is. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive amongst us today, if he presented himself amongst us today, no doubt he would be hurt by what is going on. But what would hurt him more? What would hurt him more? The believers. You and I who claim to be Ashiq Rasul. You and I who claim to be his followers. You and I who are doing Jashn Miladun Nabi. You and I who are commemorating his birth. This masjid at the time of Asr, what will be the situation? Where are the Ashiq Rasuls? He said, I wanted to burn down the homes of Medina for those people who would not come to the masjid for Salah. We say we are Ashiq Rasul. We say we want to defend his honor.
Where's the action? Where's the proof? In our riba, in our lies, in our treachery, in the way we conduct our businesses, in the way we speak to our wives and our children and our parents, in the way our weddings and our functions are going on. Tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr, this masjid, he would stand in tahajjud till his mubarak feet would swell. Where is our night? Wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid, my respected brothers, and I take 1,000 qasams upon Allah. He would be more hurt by what you and I are doing than what the enemies are doing. They don't know who he is. They do not respect his shan. Why? Because we haven't shown them his shan. We haven't shown them his personality. We haven't shown them what he represented. Wallah, if you and I as an ummah became an embodiment of his love, of his shafaqah, of his example, wallah, they would not mock him, they would come to us asking us to become like him. Like what happened with the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, we've run out of time. Rabiul Awwal is not commemoration of birth. Rabiul Awwal is tawbah. Rabiul Awwal is repentance. Rabiul Awwal is to take the stock of how much sunnah is coming in my life. Rabiul Awwal is to make this promise that Ya Allah, up till now I am a source of dukh. I am a source of pain to that Mubarak ruh in Madina Munawara. Today I am making tawbah. And start with salah. Salah with jamaat. Start with sunnah. Start with bringing deen and akhlaq in our lives. And start with making tawbah from lying and cheating and haram in our earnings and our livelihoods. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir. Alhamdulillah.